Today's daf is Vamitzia daf Nun Dalid. We left off on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan. We are in the middle of discussing the idea that Chizkiah had said. Well, we're pretty much done with the idea. We're just going to mention it one more time, that Chizkiah had said that if one wants to go and be Mechalel Maisa Sheni, that's worth less than a Shavapruta, it is doable. All he's got to do is find a coin that he's already been Michal Meiser Sheni on, at least the Pruta of Meiser Sheni on, and that has not, whose value has not been entirely redeemed for Meiser Sheni, so there's still a little bit more value on the coin, and then he could redeem his Pachas Mishav Pruta of Meiser Sheni and its Chomesh on that coin. So discussing the Pidyon of Meiser Sheni and the Chomesh specifically, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Im Ga'el Yigael, it's about 15 lines from the bottom of the page, Im Ga'el Yigael Ish Bima Asro, so we dash in, that's the Pasuk that says Chamishi So Yosef Alav, that when you redeem Meiser Sheni, you need to add a fifth. So the Gemara dashes Mima Asro, Velo Kolma Asro, it's Mima Asro and not Kolma Asro. What does that mean? Prata Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta, which excludes Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta. That Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shav Pruta is not going to be subject to Pidyon at all. Meaning one might have thought it's Prata Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta, there's no din of Chomesh. But says Rashi in the third to last skinny line, Pratla Shein Bo Shav Pruta She'eno Bechlal Geula Limdecha She'eno Tufesus Pruta. It's not Bechlal Geula at all. Now what does it mean that it doesn't have a Shav Pruta? What isn't worth a Shav Pruta? So Itmar Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo, that the Maisa Sheni itself that you want to be Poda is not worth a Shav Pruta. Rav Asi Amar, no, even if the Maisa Sheni itself is worth a Shav Pruta, but Ein b'chomsho, the chomesh that you would add on is not worth a shavapruta. That itself is less than a shavapruta, even though the Meiser Sheni is worth more than a shavapruta, still it's not subject to pidyon. And we have a similar machlokas, same machlokas, parallel, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ein b'chomsho. Right? That's the shaila when we say the Meiser Sheni that's not worth a shavapruta is excluded from the parsha of pidyon. Does that mean that the Meiser Sheni itself is not worth a shavapruta, or that the Chomesh is not worth a Shavapruta? So says Gemara, Meisvei, Meisvei Sheni Shein Bo Shavapruta, Dayo Sheyomar Hu V'chomsho Mechulal Malos HaRishonos. We had the sheet of Chizkia that if Meisvei Sheni is not worth a Shavapruta, Dayo is as if it's saying, we can even go so far as to say that it and its Chomesh is Mechulal on money that you've already been Mechalal Meisvei Sheni on, and there's a little room left on the money. So Bishlam L'man Yomar Ein B'chomsho Hainu Diktani Dayo. I understand very well if you're going to say that we're speaking of Meiser Sheni, that itself is worth a Shavapruta, it's just that its Chomesh isn't even worth a Shavapruta. So I understand the Lashon of Dayo, that it's a big Chiddush. Da'af l'gav de'bididei ispei, that even though it itself is worth a Shavapruta, kiven de'b'chum she'leka shapir. Since the Chomesh is not worth a Shavapruta, it's still going to be, you're going to need to use Chizkiah's trick. El Mandiamar Ein Bo, but if you say that the item itself is not worth Shavapruta, my Dayo. Dayo implies that it's a Chiddush that you can't be poded straight up. Well, if it's Ein Bo, if it's not worth the Shavapruta at all, so what's the Chiddush that you can't be poded directly on a brand new coin? It's obvious that you can't be poded directly on a brand new coin. So Kasha, so that's a difficulty with the one that says that Ein Bo, and therefore we're happier with the sheet that says that Ein B'chomsho Shavapruta, that's where we exclude that Meiser Sheni from the parsha of Pidyon. Now the bottom Tosos points out Ein Bo Shavapruta, he says Ein Tofes Pidyon, exactly like Rashi says, that we say that if it doesn't have a Shavapruta, it's excluded from that pasuk of Mima Asro Velo Kolma Asro. Says Tosos, just like Rashi said, does not mean that there's no din of Chomesh, it means that there's no din of Pidyon at all, right? That when it's not worth the Shavapruta, the whole Pidyon isn't Shaykh. We don't want a darshan instead that, no, maybe when it's not worth the Shavapruta, it still will be subject to Pidyon, you just wouldn't add a Chomesh, Aval Pidyon Tofes, why don't we want a darshan that way? The svara l'ukma miyuta begufa v'lo b'chomesh. The pachs mishav pruta lo chashav mamon litfos pidyon. It's more mistaver to say that if the pasuk is excluding something that's worth less than a shav pruta, that it's the guf, that it's the actual ma'aser sheni, and not just the additional chomesh that's being excluded. And therefore, we're going to assume that the exclusion in the pasuk is that you can't do pidyon at all when the ma'aser sheni itself is worth less than a shav pruta, because it's mistaver that if it's less than a shav pruta, you shouldn't be able to do chomesh. But Tosso says that only works if you say ein bo. If you say that the ma'aser sheni itself is not worth the shav pruta, that's what we're excluding. But if you say we're even excluding a case where the ma'aser sheni is worth the shav pruta, it's just that the chomesh that you add on to it is not worth the shav pruta. So he says kasha. Then it's difficult. The tfei havalei the midrash teinu mos of chomesh. If we're going to exclude it from the pasuk of ve'im go'ol yig'al ish mima'aso chamishiso yosef alav, and we're going to say that that excludes a case, that precludes the case where you have ma'aser sheni that's worth a shavar pruta, but its chomesh would not be worth a shavar pruta. So what would the halacha be when the ma'aser sheni is worth a shavar pruta and the chomesh is not? I would have thought maybe it's coming to teach me that there's no din of chomesh when the chomesh isn't worth the shavar pruta, but the actual ikar pidyon of ma'aser sheni, that should still exist, because the ma'aser sheni itself is worth the shavar pruta. So why would it be that even according to the shita that we're talking about a case where the ma'aser sheni is worth the shavar pruta, that we're excluding it entirely from pidyon? Maybe the exclusion in the pasuk is only to exclude it from the din of chomesh. So the chidushim amyuchasim la'ritva is metarets that you have to say that the Gemara's understanding that chomesh is intrinsic. It's part of the etzem achilul, that there is no chilul without chomesh. Chomesh is you can't have a din that we're going to be mechal something, but there's not going to be a chomesh. Chomesh is an intrinsic part of what the chilul is. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, 5 lines from the bottom. Ibayilhu. Once we're talking about the din of chomesh, how do we calculate chomesh? Chum shumila gav or chum shumila var? Is chomesh the way we would consider 1/5, meaning 20%? That's chomesh mila gav. Or is chomesh mila var 25%, meaning by the time you add the chomesh, so then the added section is 1/5 of the total. But not 1/5 of the original, it's in fact 1/4 of the original, it's 25%. So that's the shaila. So I'm Ravina Tashma, let's bring a raya. We're going to quote a case where a person was makdish something, and he wants to be poda that which he was makdish. He wants to be poda from hegdish, the item that he was makdish, and there are other people who are also interested in being poda the item that this fellow is makdish. The difference between if he's being poda it and if other people are being poda it is that if he's being poda it, he has to add a chomesh. Other people are being poda do not have to add a chomesh. So obviously the Beis HaMikdash would prefer that he be poda it, because it's more money for hegdish, right? He's going to have to add a chomesh. So says the Mishnah, Habay l'mamr be'esrim. Let's say the original owner, who was makdish, it says, I'll give 20 to be poda it. V'kal adam, and other people say, be'esrim, will give 20. Habaylim kodrim neshim osivin chomesh. So the Baylim is going to be the one that gets it, because he's the one that's adding a chomesh, and therefore it's going to be a windfall for Hagdish. They're going to get more money out of it. That's the bottom Rashi, neshim osivin chomesh, ve'esrim shalahen havu chaf hei, dilushar kaladim lo yosef chomesh. So when he says 20, it's really 25. Assuming already chomesh milavar, it's really 25. But again, we're going to have to try to prove from the words of the Mishnah, not just from Rashi, that chomesh over here means chomesh milavar. So we have to see vayter in the Mishnah. Amar echad, harei alai be'esrim ve'echad. Let's say one of the competing purchasers, one of the potential redeemers, says, I'll pay 21 for it. And the Bailim's offer was at 20. So Bailim nosrim esrim v'sheish. The Bailim does not have to give a chomesh on the segment of the bid, that of the other person's bid, that was just upping the ante, meaning he has to give a chomesh, an additional chomesh to what his original bid was, but he does not have to give a chomesh on the addition. So he's got to give a chomesh to his 20, and then he has to match the addition. So that will leave him not with 25, but with 26, because he's got to match the 21 of the other person. Esrim v'shnayim, and similarly, if the other guy offers 22, Avadim nosim esrim v'sheva, The Esther Mishalosh, the Bailam Nelson Esther Mishmona, the other guy offers 23, the Bailam Nelson offered 28. Be Esther Arba, the Bailam Nelson Esther Mitesha. When it's 24, the Bailam Nelson offered 29. Again, 20 plus the Chamesh equals 25, and then the additional 4 that the other guy offered, he has to match. Esther Mechamesh, the Bailam Nelson Shloshim. Lefisha Ein Mosifin Chamesh al Eloy Shalzeh. Because we don't add a Chamesh on the Eloy, on the upping of the bid done by the other person, you only are most of Chomesh on the original bid. But what do you see from the fact that we're considering the Chomesh to be an automatic 5 in a case where he's offering 20? So Shema Mina Chomesh Milavar, Shema Mina. You see that Chomesh means a Chomesh Milavar and not a Chomesh Milagav. The Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara says that there's a smach lozeh midivrei mesorah beparshas b'chukosai. He says if you look at the way the words are spelled, and when we talk for Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecha, he says you'll find the word Chamishis is with two yods. It's written malay. And in Parshas Vayigash, when it says V'nasatim Chamishis Leparo Va'arba Hayados Yelachem, when Yosef is coming up with a deal of how to tax the people, so what does Yosef say? Give Chamishis Leparo and Arba Hayados Yelachem. Chamishis is also spelled with two yuds. So says the Mara Kohen. So Yesh Lomar the Chazal Samchu B'zeh Al Agzer Shava D'Chsev Hasam Chamishis D'Chsev Hasam Chamishis D'Chsev Hacha Chamishis Mal Alan Chamish Milvar the Masayim V'Arba Yados Yelachem. Just like in Parshas Vayigash, it's pashut that the chamish that we're talking about is a chamish milvar because it says it in the pasuk. It says you get to keep arba hayados, and Paro gets a chamishis. So what do you see? That you get to keep 4/5 of the total. Meaning you give Paro 20% of the total. You don't give Paro 20% of what you keep. You give Paro 20% of the total. So you see that it's a chomesh milavar in that case. So too when it talks about Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni from the Gezeira Shava, we see that it's a chomesh milavar. So then the Mara Kohen says, that's a great idea that I have, that we can make this Gezeirah Shavah. Problem is, we don't make Gezeirah Shavahs. You're not allowed to make your own Gezeirah Shavah. You know, them done Gezeirah Shavah me'atzmo. So he says, no, I don't really mean Gezeirah Shavah. He says, Va'afim lo niskabla Gezeirah Shavah zu mi'Sinai. Granted, this Gezeirah Shavah doesn't come from our Sinai. It's just sort of something I thought of. Mikal makom zehu mida b'torah delemeidin sasum minam ufurush. Nevertheless, one of the midos of darshaning the Torah is that we learn sasum minam ufurush. That if we're not sure about the definition of a term, and that term appears somewhere else, and in that somewhere else where it appears, the definition is clear, so you can learn the definition of that term to where it's not so clear as well. So since in Parshas Vayigash it's clear that it's a Chomesh Milvar, so we can apply it by adding Chomesh Ma'aseh Sheni, that it's also a Chomesh Milvar. That's the remez that he came up with. Says Gemara, still we haven't, we're not absolutely certain. Says Gemara, Kitanai, we have a Machlokas Tanayim, whether the Chomesh is a Chomesh Milvar or a Chomesh Milagav. How so? Pasuk says, Yosef Chamishi so alav. Shehu v'chomsho chamisha div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that it plus the chomesh is a total of 5. Meaning it's 4 plus 1 for the chomesh. Wait, why is it plus 1 for the chomesh? That's clearly a chomesh milavar. Because 1 out of 4 is only 25%. Is not only, but it's 25%. So that's clearly a chomesh milavar. Rabbi Yonasan omer no, chamishi so chomsho shal keren. Chamishiso means a chomesh of what you started with, a chomesh of the keren, which obviously is chomesh milagav. So we leave that as a machlokas tanaim, period. Once we're on the topic of chomesh, ibayilhu, how important is chomesh? Chomesh ma'akev or in ma'akev? Is the pidyon going to be chal without chomesh? Is chomesh going to be ma'akev or is it not ma'akev the pidyon? Meaning, do we assume dalid bidalid parik v'akenafshe mosav chomesh? Do we assume that the value of 4, Ma'aser Sheni worth $4, is nifteh on $4 of money, and the extra chomesh is just like an independent clause, that's something else that works separately, but really the actual pidyon works, 4 on 4, it works shava b'shaveh, and therefore the chomesh is not ma'akev the actual pidyon, Odilma arba b'chamisha parak v'chomesh ma'akev, or maybe no, maybe the actual pidyon only works when it's 4 on 5. That's just the way the pidyon works, that the pidyon needs wiggle room in order to work. It needs some extra space, some extra money to be chal on in order for the etzem pidyon to work. And if you don't have that chomesh, then you don't have enough for a pidyon. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Tosos points out that l'chora, the Shaila is difficult to understand, because if frak Tosos, the top Tosos, fellow behegdish, shava mana shechilal shava pruta mechulal. By hegdish we have a rule that if you have a shava mana that's mechulal and shava that you're mechal and shava pruta, then it is mechulal. And Tosos says, why should it be any different from Meiser Sheni? Adrabah, if even by Hegdish, which is more chamur, we're going to say that you could be mechalel something that's worth more on less, so for Meiser Sheni it should also work. So what's the havamina that chomesh is ma'akev then? How could chomesh pass? Even the shavius of the item itself is not ma'akev. Even just the value is not ma'akev. You don't even need as much money as the item itself is worth. Mistama for Meiser Sheni. So says Tosos, v'yeshlomer devada yim amar, for sure, if you say that it and its chomesh should be mechulal on a single pruta, even though the item you have is worth many, many prutas, but if you say that it and its chomesh should be mechulal on a single pruta, it for sure works. But if you don't mention the chomesh explicitly, then it's not going to work. Meaning, it's not automatic that the chomesh is going to be mechulal on less than a pruta, that it's going to work on something that's less than shava b'shava. That's not automatic. You have to be explicit about that. Then it would work. We're talking about where you are not explicit about it. You're just posed to something worth $4 on $4 worth of money, and you're not adding a chomesh. So you were never explicit that you want the. Had you said, I want this $4 of produce and its chomesh to be mechulal on these $4, so then for sure it would work, in a chinami, because it doesn't have to be shava b'shava, but you didn't explicitly say that. So this is an interesting halacha, though, that you could be mechal, we mentioned it yesterday, that you could be mechal something worth a lot more on something worth a lot less. And this is how we do the chilul of Meiser Sheni nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. They take the pruta chamura, there's a little bit of room left on the pruta, and the mechal, a large amount of Meiser Sheni, on a little part of the pruta, a little part of the money that's worth a very minute amount of money. So it's an interesting halacha that we allow that to be done. Tosos points out in a couple of places in Shas, Tosos in Maseches Tmura Daf Chav Zayin, Maseches Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph, that only the makdish or the owner of Meiser Sheni is allowed to be mechalel that which he was makdish or that which he determined should be Meiser Sheni on Pachos Mishavyo. But the Gizbar of Hegdish, or someone else who wants to be poda, the Meiser Sheni that doesn't belong to him, or a Hegdish, is only able to do so b'shavyo. There's no way that if you're not the owner that you're going to be able to do it on Pachos Mishavyo. Because why not? So says Tosos, very simple reason. It's not mistaver that any old person can come along and with a single pruta and be poda hektish, that you $10,000 of hektish, that you were makdish, that I could come along and take my single pruta, be poda on the pruta, and then just take the $10,000 item. It's not mistaver that someone should have that kind of power. The original owner was makdish, fine, so we give him that kind of power. Now, it's not a l'chachilo, you're not supposed to do it, but at least it can work if he himself is doing it. But to allow anyone to do it, to give anyone that authority, absolutely not. Anyway, back in the Gemara, the Gemara's Shaila is the din of chomesh ma'akev, or is it not ma'akev? So we're going to have two attempted rayas. Attempted raya number one, Amar Ravina Tashma, Hadamai in lo chomesh ve'in lo biur, Hakeren yeshlo. Demai, when you're pulled to demai, you don't have to add a chomesh. But the assumption is keren yeshlo, that you do have to. There is such a din of pidyon of demai with keren that you just for its original value. My taima. So what's the svara? Why by demai? Which again, demai is only din drabanan that you need to be mafresh shumas meisus. They have to be choshes or shumas meisus. We're not separated in the first place from the produce of amei aretz, because rov amei aretz ma'asrim heim. Most Amei Aretz do take care of their produce, and they do take off Chumas Maestros. It's just for the miut, we're Choshesh. So Demai is only Din Drabanan. Why, when it comes to the Din Drabanan of Demai, do we allow the Pidyon of Demai, so Sheni Shel Demai, to be Shava B'Shava, you don't have to add a Chomesh? So Karen, Demai Akev B'da Oraisa, Isa. Karen, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, that's real Daraisa Dika Maaser Sheni, it's Ma'akev, so Isa B'drabanan. So then, even on a Drabanan, on the Maaser Sheni Drabanan, we're going to say that there is a din of Karen, that you should be poda for Shava B'Shava. But Chomesh, Delo Ma'akev B'Daraisa, but Chomesh, which is not even Ma'akev on a Daraisa level, even when you have real bona fide Maaser Sheni, Chomesh is not Ma'akev, so less a B'drabanan. It's not going to apply to the Maaser Sheni Midrabana, to Maaser Sheni Sheldamai. So you see that's a raya, that Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Another raya says, maybe it's not a raya one way or the other, but actually it's a machlokas tanaim. Nasnes a keren v'lo nasnes a chomesh. Let's say you give the keren, but you don't give the chomesh. Rabbi Lazar omer yochal, Rabbi Yeshua omer lo yochal. Rabbi Lazar says you can eat it, Rabbi Yeshua says you can't. So you see that, so Amr Rabbi, nirin divrei Rabbi Lazar b'shabbos v'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol. So Rabbi says that I think Rabbi Lazar is correct, that you're allowed to eat it if you gave the keren, not the chomesh, on Shabbos. But I think Rabbi Yeshua is correct that you should not be allowed to eat it, that the chomesh should be ma'akev on a weekday. So on Shabbos, I think the chomesh should not be ma'akev. On a weekday, I think it should be ma'akev. So midamar nirin divrei Rabbi Lazar b'Shabbos, mechal de pligi afil b'chal. From the fact that he says, I think Rabbi Lazar is right on Shabbos, it means that he thinks that Rabbi Shua would even argue on Shabbos, meaning that Rabbi Shua would say that it's always ma'akev, even on Shabbos. It's just that I don't paskin like Rabbi Shua on Shabbos, I would paskin like Rabbi Lazar on Shabbos. And midamar nirin divrei Rabbi Shua b'chal, from the fact that he says he thinks Rabbi Shua is correct when it comes to weekdays, mechal de pligi afil b'Shabbos, that implies that they argue even on Shabbos. They argue both on Chol and Shabbos. I read it backwards before. Then Mechal de Pligi Afilu B'Chol, now it's Mechal de Pligi Afilu B'Shabbos. That implies that they argue in both cases. So they argue across the board. I mean, Rabbi Lazar is always going to say Yochal, and Rabbi Shua is always going to say Lo Yochal. So if that's the case, so my lav b'hasvar kamifkli. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Lazar savor chomesh lo ma'akev. Rabbi Shua savor chomesh ma'akev. Must be that Rabbi Lazar holds the chomesh is not ma'akev, and that's why he holds across the board you can eat it if you're poda it shav b'shav. Reposed the Karen, and Rabbi Shua says that Chomesh is Ma'akev, and that's why across the board, Shabbos weekday doesn't matter, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, why would we be more Mekel on Shabbos? What's the Svara to be more Mekel on Shabbos? So, if you look at Rashi, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos Lo Ya'akev Melechel B'Shvil Chomesh, that for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, that you want to enjoy the Shabbos, so for the sake of that mitzvah, we're not going to let Chomesh get in the way. So we're going to be more likely to allow a person to eat more questionable food on Shabbos because we want him to be able to enjoy his food on Shabbos. It's interesting, Rashi says Kavod Shabbos, he doesn't say Oneg Shabbos. Generally speaking, Kavod, the way the Rambam defines Kavod Shabbos is that Kavod Shabbos is what we do in preparation for Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is the actual enjoyment of Shabbos itself. So it sounds like Rashi is a little bit lavdafk over there when he talks about Kavod Shabbos as opposed to Oneg Shabbos. Amar Rav Papa, lo. Rav Papa says, no, that's not the machlokas at all. Don't tell me the machlokas of Lazar and Bishua is whether the Chomesh is Ma'akev. That's not it at all. The Kuli Alma Chomesh lo Ma'akev. Everyone would say Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Why then does Rabbi Shua say you can't eat it? Over here, it's a question whether we're Choshesh for pshius, choshesh for negligence, meaning that which Rabbi Yeshua says you can't eat it is a din d'rabbanan on a daraisa level. If you're poda the keren, for sure it works. Chomesh is a ma'akev. That which he says still don't eat it if you're poda the keren is because he's afraid that maybe you're going to be posheya and you're never going to give the chomesh, and he's afraid that the whole din of chomesh is going to fall by the wayside. People are going to be negligent and they're not going to give the chomesh, right? He says shemi yivshav yisya'ish. You're going to be negligent and you're going to be misyayish. You're going to give up on it because we're going to allow you to eat it right now. So you can remember in a week from now that you still owe a chomesh on the food that you ate. So he's going to say, no, midrabanan, we're not going to allow you to eat it so that you'll always be reminded that you still have a chomesh to give. So mar savar chashin l'pshiusa, mar savar lo chashin l'pshiusa. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Shua says we're choshesh for the pshia, and Rabbi Lazar says we're not choshesh for the pshia. It's interesting that we call the idea that you might forget pshia. Right, forgetting is not always considered pshia. Sometimes forgetting is considered shogeg rather than pshia. For instance, the discussion I was just looking up in Shulchan Aruch yesterday because I'm preparing Maseches Ksubos for next year. So I was just looking up the sugya based on Ksubos of Tefilas Tashlumin. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if one misses a tefillah because he was mazed in missing his tefillah, so he does not get the opportunity for tefillah's tashlumin. Right? So if one was completely posheya, l'chora, he does not get the opportunity to make up a tashlumin. What if a person just forgot? Well, just forgetting, that's the example where you do get to do tashlumin. So we see shikha is not equated with pshia everywhere. Over here, apparently, though, it is. It probably depends what you're going to forget and how important the item that you're going to forget is, how much we expect you to forget. Anyway, just one more ha'ar over here. The Maritz Chayis over here points out on this line, afilu b'Shabbos, that we're assuming that they're arguing whether chumash is ma'akev or not. So says Maritz Chayis that the Gemara Nivamis Tzadi Gimel tells us that you're allowed to be mafresh shalom min amukaf on Shabbos. Normally, when you mafresh shumas ma'isros, you have to be mafresh min amukaf. You have to be mafresh from things that are in proximity to each other. I can't take trumas and maestros from my produce here in New York on produce that I own in some other state somewhere, or even in another house, or even just removed from it. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to be mafresh shalom and amukav. So, frekt Maris Chayis, wait a second. Why is it so pasha to the Gemara over here that just because you're allowed to eat the produce on Shabbos, that chumash is not ma'akev? Maybe chumash is ma'akev min haTorah, and it's just a special dispensation that we make for Shabbos. Meaning, maybe everyone really agrees chumash is ma'akev. It's just that dafka by Shabbos we're going to be makel, and we're going to say that chumash is not going to be ma'akev, just like we do with the din of shalom and amukaf. We say shalom and amukaf normally is a problem, but on Shabbos we're makel. And in the Tshuvas HaRashba, he quotes Simon Kufchav Zayin, writes that that case of lomen amukaf is very similar to all the other examples where the chachamim are doche dinda raisa for their own takana. Just like Rabbi Lazar was meshachrer his eved for the sake of having a minyan, right? He needed to be meshachrer his eved for a minyan, so that was something he allowed himself to violate a din dal raisa. So sometimes Rabbanon mishum takanoseihem are going to violate a din dal raisa. So over here as well, for oneg Shabbos, maybe it's mutter to go against what would normally be this din dal raisa. So says Maritz Chayis, no, there's a big chilek. He says the Rashba was very careful in the tshuva. He says that Ashkechon bekama duchti de chachamim dachu afilu lav haba mechlala say mishum takanu sayhem, that the Rabbanon will be doche a lav haba mechlala say, not an explicit lav in the Torah, but the Torah says liolam bem tavodu, that you always have to keep your eved kanani. So when Rabbi Lazar was meshachrer eved, it was a violation of a lav haba mechlala say. The Torah never says don't free your slaves. So mashma dafka lav haba mechlala say avalav gomur loitiru mishamanek Shabbos. To be docha a lav gamur, an absolute direct lav in the Torah, that we would never allow for onek Shabbos. So Torim shlom in amukaf, which we learn from a drasha, at the best has a din of a lav abam mechala say. But if chomish is ma'akev, so then chomish is a lav gamur. Chomish becomes something that's mefurash, and that Rabbanan are not going to uproot for the sake of their own takanos. That's a very critical point in terms of how we define the rights of the Rabbanan, right? With the Rabbanan, the Taz writes in three places in Shulchan Aruch that the Rabbanan have a right to make a din that's a siyag l'Torah, but they don't have the right to make a din, even if it's a siyag, to go that goes directly against the Mufurish Pasuk in the Torah. That's why the Taz writes, we don't have a gzera that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Yantif, Yishem Yisak and Klishir. Because the Torah says, you blow shofar on Yantif. So you can't undo a din d'oraisa that's Mufurish Bikra. So you have to realize that there are different levels of dinim d'oraisa. There's Mufurish Bikra, there's a lav in the Torah, there's a lav abba mechlala say, right? We have all these different levels of dinim d'oraisa. That's a discussion. When we say that the Rabbanan, for instance, the Rabban's authority is not just unlimited. When we say Rav Shechter has a discussion in his notes at the beginning of Beitza that a lot of the Talmidim have, where we say that that Milsa lo shchicha lo gazru be Rabbanan. So he has a chakira. Do you say Milsa lo shchicha lo gazru be Rabbanan? They decided they might as well not bother to be gozer. Or maybe no. Maybe Milsa lo shchicha, they're not authorized to be gozer. There are limits on what the Rabbanan are allowed to be gozer. I don't remember how it comes out in the chakira, but it's important to realize that there are limitations in terms of how much the Rabbanan can mess around with the Torah. Okay. Anyway, says Gemara Vayter. Amrav Pap. No, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim behekter shechil al hol v'gizbar and tovin also b'shuk. That everyone agrees that when it comes to hegdish, that that it is mechulal even without the extra chomesh, because the gizbarin are tovei it in the shuk. meaning since the Gizborim can ask for the Chumash openly, so you don't have to be Choshesh that the guy's going to be Poshea, the Gizborim are going to be after the guy. They're going to be they're going to constantly be asking him for it, so they're not going to let him forget. So frankly, more about Hektish lo Pligi, really, no one argues about Hektish, but Tanya, Nasnes, Akerim lo Nasnes, Chumash, Rabbi Lazar, Mechilel, Lachamam lo Chilel. Here you have Befavors that they argue about Hektish, Amar Rabbi Nir, and Devar, Rabbi Lazar, Behektish, Rabbi Chum, Bemeiser, and we say that Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi says, I paskin like Rabbi Lazar in regards to Hektish, but I paskin like Lacham in regards to Meiser. So wait a second, Midamar, Nir, and Devar, Rabbi Lazar, Behektish, Mechal, the Pligi, Afil, Bemeiser, from the fact that he says, I paskin like Rabbi Lazar in regards to Hektish, makes it sound like the Machlokas applies by Meiser as well. From the fact that he says he paskins like the Chachamim when it comes to Meiser, sounds like the Chachamim would maintain their opinion even by Hegdish. He just doesn't paskin like them by Hegdish, but they would still maintain their opinion. So you see that the Machlokas even applies to Hegdish. It's not going to be limited to only Meiser. So if Rabbi Yochanan said anything, this is what he said. Om Rabbi Yochanan, kol modim b'shabbos b'hegdish shechilel. That on Shabbos, Hegdish is mechulal even without the Chumash. Chada d'chsiv v'krasel l'shabbos oneg. First, because of Onik Shabbos, oh, the Gizbaran Tavon also b'shuk. Plus, you don't have to worry about the Pshia because the Gizbaran are going to be after him in the Shuk. But it's Dafka Din in Shabbos that we're going to allow it. Says Tosos, Mechal the Pligi Afilu Behegdish Tema, Lishni the Hachikamar. Why don't we answer as follows? Nir and Divra Blazer Lu Rabbi Yoshua Behegdish, Shaf Rabbi Yoshua Lo Palig, El Bemeiser. Meaning, sometimes when you say Nir and Divra so and so, it doesn't mean I pass like so and so, but his Bar Plukta still argues on him. Sometimes Nir Divrin, whatever the Tana's name might be, means it's Nir in his Dvarim to his Bar Plukta. That his Bar Plukta would even agree with him. So he says, "V'igar sinin hacha trei zimnin nirin v'nirin asi shapir." Right? If you can say nirin in both directions, so then you can't say that it means his bar plukta would agree with him, because then we'd be left without any machlokas. So our girsa would make it certain that we don't mean that his bar plukta agrees with him. Ulusfarm de gasina nasanlo mucha pehedya de mari behektish de nasanlo mashma de gizbar. Right? From those girsos that have nasanlo, that's explicit that the machlokas revolves around hektish, because nasanlo means you gave to the Gizbar. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Amram Barchama Harei Amru. We have a whole bunch of dinim that we're going to question the applications of those dinim. So Harei Amru Hektish Shein Meschal Al Karka. Drachman Amru V'Nasna Kesef V'Kamlo. We know you can't be Meschal Hektish on Karka because the pasuk says V'Nasna Kesef V'Kamlo. Chomesh Amar Sheischal Al Karka. What about the Chomesh? Can you be Meschal the Chomesh on Karka? It's interesting. Tosa says really Hektish can't be Meschal on Karka. The Gemara is going to say how the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. The third Beis Hamikdash. What do? We take stones. What are those stones? Hegdish, not Hegdish? So he says, no, we take privately owned rocks, build the base of Mikdash, and then we're Mechalel the Hegdish on them. Meaning, so apparently, we as Karka, we are Mechalel it. So Tosa says, L'man yamar talosh l'besof chibro, have talosh asi shapir. If you'll talish the basov chibro is considered talish, it's not a problem because the stone started out as talish, so it's not a problem in the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, you know what? Even if you consider it like mechubar, since if it were not kodesh, if we were not able to make it kodesh, what would we do? If we built this Beis Hamikdash, this building, and we couldn't make it a Beis Hamikdash, we couldn't be mekadesh it, we would just knock it right back down because it would be worthless to us. So therefore, it has a din of talish. Meaning, since it can't take on its status of mechubar until it has a shem kedusha. So if you're going to be unable to apply that kedusha, so then it's not going to be karka at all. It's going to be talish because it's omeid to be ripped apart. So anyway, that's one shayla. And it's the next shayla in the Gemara. Trumein mishalem esal min achulin. Drachmana amr nasan lekoynes hakodesh davar raylios kodesh. Chum shomar sheyishalem shalom min achulin. Right, truma you can only give from chulin, not from hegdish. What about the chomesh? Meiser in mischal al asimon. You can't be mechal meiser on a coin that doesn't have a tzura. Drachmana amar v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. L'rabos kol davar sheyish lo tzura, and that comes to be marba anything that has a tzura. Chomesh amar sheyischal al asimon. What about chomesh? Can chomesh be mischal al asimon? So just all these questions in regards to chomesh. Do all these unique halachos apply to chomesh as well? Iskalgal milsa matel kamei de Rava. So these shaylos came to Rava. Amar lehu amar kra alav l'rabos chomesho kamoso. That we darshan alav teaches us that the chomesh is always like the keren. So all the limitations that apply to the keren apply to the chomesh as well. Fractosos v'im tomar velo ein chomesh ma'akev. Chumash is not really kamoso because Chumash is a ma'akev. The Karen is ma'akev. So he says, Allah lo mari el bedavar shemeshalim Karen meshalim Chumash. Just means that on something that you would pay Karen, you would pay Chumash. But we're not talking about the severity of Chumash. Amar Ravina, Afan Anami Tanina, we also have a raya. Hagonev Truma v'lo achla, meshalim tashlume kefel demei Truma. If a person steals Truma and does not yet eat it, he pays kefel demei Truma, based on the value of Truma, meaning Truma is valued at less than Chulin, that's physically the same as it would be valued, because Chulin is a larger market of people you can give it to. Chulin won't get ruined if it becomes Tameh. Chulin won't get ruined if you become Tameh. Truma has all those limitations. So Truma, by definition, the laws of supply and demand will make it that Truma is going to be valued at less. So you pay the kefil demei Truma. Achla, but once you ate the truma, mishalim shnei karnim v'chomesh, karen v'chomesh min achulin, you pay a karen v'chomesh of chulin value, fa karen demei truma, plus another karen of truma value. Shema min achomesh v'chomosa, but we see from here that the chomesh follows the same din. Why? Because you're paying peros, you're not paying money over here. So shema minah. So we see that that's a good raya. Amar Rava, gabi gezel ksiv v'chamish yisiv yosef alav. By gezel, we know that you have a din, you have to add a chomesh. Utnan, we have a mishnah nosanos, a karen v'nosanos, that if you gave the Karen and then you swore falsely about the Chomesh, so then you have to add a Chomesh to the Chomesh, because you have to pay a Chomesh for when you swear falsely, and then you admit later that you really had it the whole time, that you really do owe it. So you have to pay a Chomesh for that. So let's say someone says, you owe me $100. You say, you originally swear falsely to it, then you admit that you owe $100, but you don't admit that you owe the Chomesh. And someone says, no, now you swore falsely and you admitted, now you have to pay me an extra 25. You say, no, that never happened. I don't have to pay you the extra 25. I swear to it. And then later you admit to it, right? So now you have to pay the 25 plus a chomesh of the 25. And it keeps on going like that. It keeps on going until whatever we're going to define as the Karen, meaning the 25 has now become the Karen, and the Chomesh is whatever a Chomesh of 25 is. I'm not going to do the math now. Right? So that keeps on going until the Karen is whittled down to less than a Shavu Pruta. Gabi Trumaksiv, Ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga v'yasav chamish shiso alav, utnan ha'ochal truma b'shogig mishalim karen v'chomesh. That someone who eats truma b'shogig pays a karen v'chomesh, echara ochal v'echara shosa, whether you eat truma, whether you drink truma, v'echara sach, or if you rub truma on your skin, you rub shemen shal truma on your skin, because we have a din that sicha is kishtia, that we consider anointing yourself like drinking. The Gemara darshins in Maseches Yuma, certainly in regards to Yom HaKippurim, that's true, but even in regards to truma, that's apparently the case. Echa truma tahora, vecha truma tmeo. Whether that be truma tahora or whether it be truma tmeo, there's a big discussion of sicha kishtia with soaps. There's a bir alacha as a discussion. Are you going to say that sicha kishtia when you rub trefa soaps on your body, that he has such a havamina that trefa soaps should be no good? Okay, but anyway, the echa truma tahora, vecha truma tmeo, mashalim chomsha, v'chomsha de chomsha. So you're always going to pay a chomsha. And then an extra chomesh on the chomesh. So we have this discussion by truma. We have this discussion by heglish. But by meiser, there's no pasuk, there's no mishnah, there's no shaila. The Gemara even never raises the issue in regards to meiser, whether the chumsha the chumsha applies. So gabi hegdish and gabi hegdish ksiv vim hamagdish yigal aspeis. So v'yosef chamishes kesef erkecha utnana podas es hekdesho mosuf chomesh. We have a mishnah that if you poda hegdish you add a chomesh. Chumsha tnan chumsha de chumsha lo tnan. So it says chomesh but not chumsha de chumsha. So my. So what's the din? Gabe truma ksiv yosef, gabe kodesh nami ksiv yosef. Do we say it should be like truma, that it says yosef and therefore it should be just like truma? Or dilmor, do we say no? Gabe truma ksiv yosef, isha katale levav de yosef, shadisale al chamishiso, havale chamishisav, havale chamishisav. If you were to take the vav from the yosef and throw it on the word chamishiso, so then you would have multiple chamishios. Gabe hegdish ksiv v'yosef chamishis. Even if you were to take the vav off of v'yasav, v'shadisale al chamishis, and you were to throw it on chamishis, sof sof havale chamishiso, it would still only imply one chamishis. It would be chamishiso, not chamishisav. So even if you apply the vav from the word v'yosef and apply it to the word chamishis, since the word chamishis is written in regards to Hekdesh not as chamishis so, but as chamishis, so even applying that vav only gives you one chamishis, not multiple chamishios. Typically, davle hektish sheni from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a hektish rishon mosav chamish al hektish sheni and mosav chamish. But why don't we darshan anyway that this is already second level hektish, and we're only mosav chamish on hektish rishon, not on hektish once removed. So I'm Rav Papi Ravina, hachi amar Rava chamish kitchilas hektish dami, that the chamish always has the din of first level hektish. We never go back and assume that this is like hektish which has been nifta, and then that which was with nifta was nifta on something else. That would be second level hektish, second generation hektish. A chamish always has the din of first generation hektish. So my haviyala. So what's the din about multiple chamishios when it comes to hektish? Amar Rav Tevyumi Mishmei Dabai Amar Kra V'yosef Chamishes Kesef Erkecha Makish Chomsho L'Kesef Erko Makesef Erko Mosef Chomesh. Just like the Kesef Erkin, you're Mosef Chomesh. Av Kesef Chomsho Nami Mosef Chomesh. So too a Kesef Chomsho also you would add a Chomesh. I mean, so too the, but when it comes to the Hekdish, the Chomesh of Hekdish, you would be Mosef a Chomesh on Chomesh. I mean, essentially the pasuk never explicitly states, nor do we have any mission that explicitly states what the din is by a Chomesh of a Chomesh of Hekdish. So the Gemara comes to this conclusion that we compare it to Kesef Erkecha, and therefore you would add a Chomesh on the extra Chomesh. Okay, we'll pick up with Gufa tomorrow, try to continue to clarify this inyan of multiple chamishios.